I know talking to Gardaí that they are stretched to the limit, that they're doing their best to respond to the needs of the community, but they need the support of the state. The government needs to make the resources available, and I was disappointed to hear in this budget this year that despite the fact that Templemore can train 800 Gardaí per annum, the government have only decided to train 600 next year, and that's not good enough given that about 300 to 400 Gardaí retire every year.
In many cases, there is a cross-border dimension to crime in Donegal, particularly along the border, given that we've seen an increase in cross-border cooperation as a result of the investigation into the Kevin Lunny abduction. Would you like to see that extended further, as it were?
That cooperation is there right across the border region, and there is memorandums of understanding between the PSNI and the Gardaí. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it is not as simple as apprehending somebody who's in Sligo as opposed to somebody who's in Tyrone. That emphasises the need for Gardaí to be able to respond in a very timely manner to crimes that are taking place in the close vicinity the border, because by going across the border it makes it difficult for those to be apprehended. There is a real issue here. We can see from the figures going back to, you know, the Fianna Fáil Green government that there had been quite a substantial reduction in Garda resources in this county and in the border region over nearly more than 10-year period. Now, thankfully, we are seeing some additional resources coming into the county, but we're also seeing divisions and units being left without the proper resources. So having 6 or 7 Garda in the station but no car, or only 1 car between them, is simply not good enough.